91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Kayla Haggett. Two people are dead following a crash on Highway 7 Sunday evening. Brian and Mary Ward of Ottawa were pronounced dead at the scene after their car collided head-on with a tractor trailer. The driver of the tractor trailer was sent to hospital with minor injuries. Highway 7 is now reopened for traffic. A new study from Statistics Canada says the quality of jobs available to Canadian youth has been declining over the past 4 decades. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says full-time workers aged 25 to 34 were also more likely to hold temporary jobs, but the study says they have been less affected than their younger counterparts.
The National Number Crunching Agency says fewer young Canadians who are not full-time students are working in full-time jobs today than in 1976, a result it says was driven mainly by the rise of part-time work. Full-time workers aged 25 to 34 were also more likely to hold temporary jobs, but the study says they have been less affected than their younger counterparts.
The study says people under age 25 who were employed full-time have seen their wages fall behind the cost of living since the early 1980s. Prime Minister Trudeau is joining the co-founders of Canada Learning Code and Code.org today to mark the launch of Computer Science Education Week. Trudeau wants to encourage young people to look at a computer programming career. A report released in March said that the economy will create at least 218,000 tech jobs between now and 2020. Your morning cup of coffee could help save local endangered birds. QNET News reporter Callie Jackson has more.
Picton's Kathy Felker has been a volunteer for the Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory for the past 4 years and is now selling Shade Tree Coffee.
Shade Tree Coffee just means that the coffee's grown under the shade of the rainforest.
Felker explained why it's important for locals to buy the coffee.
So all of our Canadian birds that we think of as our birds migrate to Mexico's Central and South America. The coffee that I have is from Nicaragua, and I know for a fact that we have endangered species from Canada that go to Nicaragua. So by saving rainforests, we're saving their habitat.
President of the Quinte Field Naturalist, George Thompson, also spoke on how important the coffee is.
Bags of coffee, bird-friendly, shade-grown, organic, really important habitat-protecting coffee from Central America. That funding from the coffee goes to support the Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory. It does wonderful work on banding birds, finding out about migratory patterns of birds and everything down there.
Felker also touched on the impact Shade Tree Coffee will help make.
And a lot of people don't understand why coffee can cost $15 a pound when they can go and buy something at the grocery store, but it's such a huge impact on habitat that I think it's worth it.
Shade Tree Coffee is available at Campbell's Orchard, Countryside in Picton, and The General in Wellington. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, Sepp Blatter has lost his appeal against a 6-year ban by FIFA and now has more serious legal cases lined up against him. The former president of soccer's governing body was banned for approving a $2 million payment to a top soccer official in 2011. Now Blatter faces a separate FIFA ethics investigation into suspected bribery. Steve Pearce is now part of the Toronto Blue Jays after signing a $12.5 million 2-year deal with the team. Pearce is a 10-year veteran of the majors and spent last season with Tampa Bay and the Baltimore Orioles. He hit .288 with 13 home runs in 85 games last season. The Loyalist Lancers faced off against the Seneca Sting in 2 volleyball games on Saturday. The women beat Seneca 3-1, while the men lost 0-3. The Trenton Golden Hawks beat the Mississauga Chargers 5-2 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against the Milton IceHawks at 7:30 p.m. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's expected to remain mainly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 5. Temperatures will drop to -3 overnight. At 3:04, it's 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.